ladies here, if you're having problems with hard water buildup, soap scum, ring around the toilet, calcium, lime, and rust stains, then you need Kaboom. Spray Kaboom on a shower door, and it gets the tough stuff that the others leave behind. Kaboom, and the soap scum is gone. If you got a shower head that's clogged with hard water deposits, set it free with Kaboom. It's got the power to break down and dissolve calcium, minerals, dirt, and debris. Put the power
this is just
back
a, basically just a recorded conference call?
Yeah, that's how we do it. Yeah. In fact,
I'm about to put this on.
Like, in fact, we've been doing it for 15 seconds now.
Oh.
No way.
20.
Wow. This is Viper with the Random Untitled Podcast.
You already did the intro before.
With my co-host, as always.
This is July.
You got a co-host.
Oh, he's my co-host, yes. But he's been demoted.
Now he's a janitor.
Oh no, he's a janitor's assistant.
Which is actually a promotion in my view.
At least he's got
got closets.
Medical coverage. That's alright. Alright, so I'm
America basically ain't got no free medical coverage. Y'all know that?
Yep.
We don't.
No way.
In the backwoods of Mexico they got free health insurance, but we don't. That's weird.
Cat's got it. Mexican's got it. Well, whatever.
Okay, Steve, I already know this call will be recorded. If you decline to be recorded, please end the call.
Okay.
We've been recording for, I don't even know how long, man.
A minute and 33 seconds, 34 seconds, 35 seconds, 36 seconds.
What is this going on, like MySpace or something?
No, I actually have our like own website where it just goes.
Oh,
and then
put the link.
Then I promote it on Facebook and other places too.
Oh, put the link on.
And you can download it on iTunes.
Yeah, you can download it off iTunes, so that's pretty cool too. So go straight to your iPod if you got one.
And if you don't got one, you can still download it.
Yep. If you don't have a computer, you can turn on a radio. You probably won't hear us, but you can imagine what we sound like.
Yeah.
All right. So let's.
I got 22 of these.
22, yeah.
I'm gonna just go randomly. I'm gonna hit about 15 or something.
And you know what they say about Bleach Man? He has a face for radio.
Yeah. Wait, that's not cool. All right.
Took you a while.
All right, fine. All right, so let's get this started. This is Bleach Man, and welcome to the Random Title Podcast. I introduced myself already, so I already fucked that up, but my co-host, as always,
Viper.
And the other co-host,
who can't speak right now, is Fat Man.
Why can't he speak?
Apparently his mic is not working.
Wait, why didn't he tell me that he wasn't speaking?
He did. Dude, look at the chat, you retard.
No one looks at the chat.
He said he did.
You
retard.
He didn't tell me. You're a liar. You are a liar.
I
hate
your
big
head.
Jeez.
He knows where you live.
Where?
Oh wow! Dodge that crowbar.
45 Park Avenue, Winchester, New York.
Dang! You're boned, man.
I know where he lives. It's out there, kind of. Yeah.
He went to high school with Steve. He lives near him.
We're buddies.
Buddies.
We were buddies, yes, that's right. And then tragedy struck.
Balls touched.
What?
Anyways, wait, who else is on podcast right now? We already introduced Viper. There's Fat Man who's quiet. Then there's
and
another co-host that's not
the co-host.
No.
Or the big fat meanie.
Meanie butt.
No. Ellie.
Alright, and we got a special guest this time. Who are you?
Hey, what up? I'm Julian.
And
random ass guy.
Yeah. A friend of Ellie, and yeah, that's, unless you want to add anything about that, we could jump straight into the topics.
Oh no, I just talk about Fat Man's mom a lot.
This is gonna suck for Fat Man.
Seeing that he
something.
Yeah, this is gonna suck for Fat Man because right now he's pulling a Samir by not talking.
Yep, he's pulling a me.
OMG!
That's pretty good for me, man. I got sick of his fat ass mouth.
The best part is he can't verbally defend himself.
No, he cannot.
He just sent me an IM saying, oh my god, the things I want to type, but he can't because I have.
What?
I don't know. He can. He's saying
he can, but he's too scared to.
Oh, shit. Oh man! All right. Anyways, first topic offhand. Want to go to Transformers?
Yeah, Transformers look like a good movie.
Yeah. If you guys don't know what Transformers is,
shame on you.
Good for you, because I was never really a fan of Transformers.
Shame on you, Steve.
What? I grew up with Beast Wars, and I never liked.
Damn, that's a noise.
Samir, can you honestly say that you enjoyed Beast Wars?
At the time, yeah.
See, there was an incident that made me hate Beast Wars. You know what it was?
When that one guy died and came back as a different name, but he was actually the same person.
No! I rented the video game for the PlayStation, but it didn't work.
And that's why you hate it?
Yeah, because the following week, I decided to rent a different game, but inside the game box was the same game. So that wasted, like, 2 weeks of my life.
Yeah, that's your life.
Yeah, but the question is, what would you have done with those 2 weeks anyway?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I was young at the time. There was nothing else to do.
So we just switched from Transformers to fucking Beast Wars.
They're both the same thing.
Wasn't Beast Wars that thing with them robots that changed to, like, animals?
Yeah, but
yeah.
If you saw the, like, the...
I remember that show, man. I had, like, three of them toys. I had that fucking cheetah. I bent his arm back so he could never bend back to a robot no more. That fucked me up.
Yeah, but they're both by the same guys anyway, so... Technically, they are Transformers, except that they don't transform into cars. They transform into animals.
Into, like, a fucking cheetah and a zebra. What the fuck type of use is a zebra robot, man? What the fuck? You ever seen a zebra kill something?
I don't remember any other animals, like real animals or anything that showed up on the show. It's just...
I remember that cheetah, and that's it. That's all I remember.
There was a cheetah. There was the rat that had the wheels.
It had to be a hawk or something, man. It had to be like a mother.
There was a pterodactyl, I think.
Pterodactyl.
Megatron was, I think, was... What was Megatron? I forget.
I think it was a dinosaur.
Yeah, I know, but what kind of dinosaur?
T-Rex?
Something like that, I don't know.
Dog, what the is that picture, man? Y'all saw the picture he just uploaded?
Trex?
Oh, nice. I wish I could unsee this.
Can't unsee. Anyways, yeah, we were talking about the movie Transformers. Basically, any guys want to talk about it, or should I just describe the plot quickly?
I can explain it even better than you could.
Wait, Samir, did you say you could explain better than me?
Yes.
Yeah, but then, again...
Start to finish, I can explain what happens throughout the whole movie, but using three words. Okay?
Optimus Prime dies?
I wasn't going to use those three words, but, you know, it's a different set of three words.
Alright, fine.
Spoiler for everybody who sees this podcast.
Oh, yeah. But luckily... Yeah.
I hope y'all saw Transformers before Steve said it. He want to piss y'all off real bad. That was in my...
Don't worry. Everyone who listens...
$12 that y'all spent going to the movies for bullshit because Steve.
Good job, Steve. Good job.
I'm sorry.
You killed children's hopes.
So, if I remember correctly, the movie, it was action scene... Comedy relief, Action, comic relief, sappy scene, action sap, action sap.
You're talking about when,
comedy, action sap, action.
That was that from Holes!
Oh, Shia LaBeouf for both.
Yeah, he dies.
Thank you!
You're welcome.
God, because he get that fine-ass chick. That came out of nowhere. Shia fucking LaBeouf. He need to go back to Holes.
Or even Stevens.
Oh, man. Damn, that's an old show.
Yeah. I enjoyed the book Holes, but I hated the movie.
It was a movie?
Yeah.
It's a weird webcam. Gas pod thing.
It is really weird. It's very casual.
Because we're, like, talking about stuff, and then we, like, it'd be like a 10-minute break.
Yeah, we tend to go on 10.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
But it would probably work out if we did have the fat ass just talking just random stuff. Then that keeps something going.
Yeah.
He's typing you, ain't he, Steve?
No. Another friend of mine is typing me right now. He said he wants to get banned from the internet, so that's what he's trying. But Fat Man right now, he's not even typing. Oh, there he is.
Oh, no, he just typed something.
He said, yeah. He hosts this podcast together.
What's his gravity? His gravitational pull.
You bitches aren't funny. Without me.
Your mama not funny. She wasn't meant to be funny anyway. That bitch was meant for business.
Damn. Oh. Anyways, personally, I enjoyed this Transformers better than the first one. First one, I don't know. It was too much shaky cam. I hated it. It's like,
well, the first one was more storyline than anything else.
No, but, like, all the action scenes were, you know, close up and shaky cam, and, you know, you couldn't really pay attention to anything. That was, like, the problem I had with, like, the Chronicles of Riddick movie. Like, it was a really good movie, but, the action scenes, you know, it was, like, all negative-like, and, you know, way too much shaky screen.
That's what I felt about, Quantum of Solace. Like, the action scenes were just way too fast.
I didn't have that problem with Quantum of Solace. I like that better than Casino Royale.
Man, if you don't stop with that picture. How you know what my asshole look like? You been looking? Fat ass faggot.
Anyways, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was talking to Fat Man, not none of y'all. Y'all good.
Alright.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, I like
that. Amy, you're supposed to be helping this podcast, ain't you?
She like.
I didn't see Transformers, so, you know.
Trains.
Then. Then make up stuff about Transformers and imply that you've seen it.
That guy Bumblebee is pretty cool, eh?
Yeah,
he transforms into a car and doesn't afraid of anything.
Yeah, too bad he dies at the end, though. I mean,
he dies? Did you spoil it for me? Fuck, Jazz dead at the end of one. Now Bumblebee dies. No. There goes my two favorite Transformers. Fuck it.
But you're like the new two Transformers they added in there with the twins.
Yeah, I probably would like the twins, but Jazz was awesome. I want Jazz back. Why'd he have to die?
Jazz had two lines in the whole movie, and after the second line, he died.
That is true.
And then Optimus Prime was like, "Rest in peace, Jazz," and just left them there. He did.
Yeah.
He just left.
Like, died. Oh well. Bye.
Oh well.
Hey, listen, the black robot always dies first.
And that's racist.
That's true, you can look at any horror movie, the black guy always dies.
No, it's not the black... Well, yeah, some of the black guy. It's always the black guy and the dingy white chick.
Yes!
Always that man that ends up being... That one white guy who's supposed to be the cool guy, but he's actually like the middle class guy. And then there's that other white bitch that was like, "Oh my god, I'm so scared," but then want to go all tough at the ending.
Yeah. Alright, let's see what else. Yo, Samir, what do you want to rate it?
What do I want to rate this? I'm going to say 4. Four
what?
Hey, yo, this was fun and all, but I'm sorry, I gotta leave.
You gotta leave?
Yeah, I gotta get to my job tomorrow.
Oh, alright, hold on. Give me a second. We're gonna need to pause for a second. Because as soon as you leave, like, the podcast, like, stops recording, so
Right, because somebody got Train Fat Man Mama. I gotta get to my job. Oh,
all right.
Oh, snap.
All right.
Let's see what he type.
You want to know what your mama is? I hope you hate me.
He hates everything. He's a very hateful person.
I got to pay for child support for you, fatty. You can't enslave my family. I already enslaved your mama. You're working double night shift.
Good job.
I know you misspelled. I was misspelling it. Help me read it, retarded.
Batman, you are doing such a horrible job at trolling. You.
Yeah, seriously.
Who's bad.
Sorry, y'all can't say trolling around me, man. That's an inside word. You gotta say outside word.
Inside word. Yo, man, this podcast, we have a giant circle of insideness. Ending outside.
Yo, dog, I heard you like circles, so we put a circle in your circle so you can circle jerk while you circle jerk.
Ah, god fucking damn it. That fucked me up in the head.
Yo, dog, we heard yo and yo dog love the yo-yo, so we put a yo-yo, your dog in the yo-yo so you can yo-yo the dog while you yo-yo your dog. Dog.
Yeah, I love that. Oh my god.
Oh damn, do not come to Detroit like that, please. Oh man.
Alrighty.
I might as well stay on for a little while.
Alright, let's see.
Alright, what is it? 10:32? Yeah, I'll be on here till a little while.
Alright. Let's see, next topic. What do we got? Samir, what did he said before that he wanted to talk about? Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, I remember now. How could I forget? Last week, was it 2 weeks ago, was a horrible week for celebrities. My God.
All right, what? That white chick that I don't know about died.
Farrah Fawcett. Yeah, she was one of Charlie's Angels.
Man, what get the fuck out of from 1840?
More like 1970s.
Damn, that's probably wearing chainmail and shit back then.
Yeah, she had cancer. She died.
All right, Michael Jackson died. That was the most important death. Billy Mays, that was important.
Yeah. Ed McMahon died.
You are correct.
Oh, Ed McMahon, you talk about old dude from wrestling.
Johnny Carson.
No, that's not Johnny. Oh yeah, he was like.
No, he was his co-host.
Yeah.
All right, man. What else? Fat Man's mama reputation died, but nobody really cared about that.
And also, was it yesterday? Yeah. That football player died.
Yeah.
Something
McNair. Apparently. It was either Steve McNair. It was either a murder suicide or murder.
I heard murder.
2009 is a lame year. 2009 is a fucked up year.
No, it's like all in this tiny little gap. It's weird.
Shit, like happened in a week.
So let's guess who's gonna die.
One question. What other celebrity do y'all hope not die this year?
Not dying?
Yeah. Because nobody ever thought Billy Mays was going down. That shit just came out fucking nowhere.
Yeah, that made me really sad. It's like Billy Mays, like, he's like super popular on the internet. It's like, oh wow, wonder what probably he comes out next.
They say everybody that Hope, do y'all know who Hope died?
Who? What?
Hannah Montana and the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
I don't know why, man. People just hope that.
A lot of people
do. So. Well, since you were getting into this topic, I think I should bring up something. We should place bets as to who's going to die next.
That's messed up.
But it can be very fun, too.
20 on Rachel Way.
20 on Paris Hilton.
Man, that bitch already dead. You see she, like, fucking 60.
20 on Madonna.
20 on Madonna.
Madonna? What'd she ever do to you?
I don't know.
She didn't do nothing. She's a 7-year-old grandma. She still dance. She's somebody grandma moon. She's still at concerts freaking.
Huh. Alrighty. Well, anyways. Yes. Oh, another cool thing that, I don't know, I guess kind of, I could branch out from Michael Jackson. It's had like a mall about 10 minutes away from my house. They just
Resident Mike.
They installed these TV systems in like the food court. It's just basically like you send text message and you can request any music video that you want. So like one of the options they had on the screen was Billie Jean. So I decided to put that on the screen, and this was maybe about a week after Michael Jackson died.
Rest in peace to Mike Knows.
Well, what I found was kind of like, I don't know. Everyone looked up at the screen and just watched the whole music video. Everyone eating. I looked around the whole food court. Everyone was looking at the music video. Just in awe.
Rest in peace to Michael's tight-ass pants. Everything he wore was tight as hell. Like, he just, like, glued plastic on his body or something.
I'm pretty sure his nose was plastic. Does that count?
No, well, kind of. His nose don't completely fall off. It, like, hangs to the side sometimes and stuff.
So.
But, man, you ever seen his clothes, man? That was tight as hell. That's like spandex. I don't know how his nuts could breathe in there. I don't even know how he made them babies wearing those squeezy-ass pants all them years.
I'm pretty sure they were test tube babies, weren't they?
One of them was.
I'm saying
it. It was, you know the one that he hung out the window and had a blanket over his head? Yes, blanket.
Oh, no, his name Prince Michael. That's his real name.
Prince Michael?
Yep. Prince Michael.
My lord.
His two sons are named Prince Michael. Motherfucker ain't named Blanket.
Yeah, but that's his nickname.
Yeah, that's his nickname, but the motherfucker is not Blanket. Yeah, see, Fat Man got right. Yep, and he's right again.
Yep.
And there's also like a custody war over each other too now.
Hope he's about her own, his daughter.
Called.
Where is Michael Catherine Jackson?
That's too fucking long.
I remember when names only had one name in it. Anyways, yeah. That's really about it, unless you guys want to add in anything.
Nah, that's it. Michael Jackson dead, Billy Mays dead, shit, Ferret, whatever the fuck her name is.
Yeah.
What about Blaze Blue and Yun?
Yeah, the world is pretty much over.
Yep. Oh yeah, Amy, if you want to talk about Blue, you can go for it.
Alright. Recently, a fighter came out called Blaze Blue. If anyone has heard of the series Guilty Gear...
Game over!
It's from the same company that made it, yeah.
Guilty Gear, fine-ass cousin.
Basically. I mean, a lot of the characters are, like, the same in design and, like, attacks and stuff. But, a lot of it's new, fresh, the music's great.
Game
that
concert
are definitely one of the best things about the game. The characters, there's 12 of them. Let's see if I can name them off the bat.
Go for it.
You got Ragnar the Blood Edge, who's supposed to be out of the game. You have Jin. The typical person who's like Ken in Street Fighter, he freezes people, and the
long ass sword.
Overused character in the game.
All the chicks love his long sword.
The gunslinger.
Y'all want his long sword?
What? well, you have Iron Taker, who's supposed to be the Blanca of the game, who can electrocute people and. Basically, it's the biggest character in the game, and the slowest, I think.
That motherfucker too big for the screen.
You have, Tao Kaka, who's...
Said what?
Little, like, cat girl.
All I heard was Kaka. Ew.
Yeah, her. Kaka! That's all I heard.
Yes, her name is weird, but she's my favorite character. She's so cute.
That's the chick whose face you can't see, right?
Yeah.
So how do you know if she's cute or not?
Because there's been concept art of her. She has a real face.
That's like a blind person saying, you look beautiful today. I know exactly what you're wearing. You don't hear no blind person say that to you.
That reminds me of a joke. Ever seen Stevie Wonder's house?
Nope.
Neither does he.
Anyway. Let's see. What did I already say? Thanks for messing me up, goddammit.
I'm sorry.
So I said Ragnarjin, Noel, Tager, Telkaka, Hawkman, who is the generic Akuma of the game, who can press one button literally and win. Or he could be the Ike, I mean. He's slow. But he has a grab that's basically a counter and can kill you in about one or two combos. You have Octoroon. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's basically this blob that has a Shy Guy mask.
I've seen him. He shoots out shadows or something, right?
And bees! He shoots out bees!
Bees, my god!
Where's the world come to?
I can't think of
bees! Careful!
New is like a robot, android type thing. I haven't gotten to her story, but she's like one of the last bosses. I think, in fact, she's the last boss of arcade mode. And she's a bitch to beat. She has projectiles, and she can fight close. She's so annoying to fight. Who else is there? I'm missing, like...
Yo, Samir, are you still here, man?
I'm sorry. I just completely phased out from this because I have no idea what's going on right now.
Right, me too.
Because no one knows...
Hey, you don't talk much. Fat man, right? You don't talk much.
Alright, you got a Lychee, who is the booby lady.
Yay!
And she wields a staff, and she can get off of it and fight hand
right,
to hand.
She can get off of it. She can get off. Oh yeah! Wait, hold on. Keep on talking. I'm gonna look at this on eBay, see if I can get it for cheap.
Okie doke. And who else is there? Oh, I just thought.
Let me right.
There's Carl, who's a young little boy.
Actually, right,
who
uses
the puppet? So,
and what else happened this week aside from, you know, the celebrity dads?
She's not done yet!
I'm not doing it! Well, I have to go look up the characters now. Thanks a lot, because you told me.
Hey, come on, we've been recording! Alright, Samir, stop killing celebrities.
But my job is to terrorize people.
And there's Rachel, who is a lolly girl, Gothica, and she uses traps to fight. And she has
a trap.
What, like Final Fantasy?
She uses a cat. She's a Nago, and it like transforms and shapeshifts into different things. Like it'll be an umbrella, and then a chair that can electrocute people, and all these different crazy things, and that's how she fights. And then the last one is Bong, who is
Bong.
The Naruto character. He is one of the coolest people to play as in the game. He has his own theme song for his special attack, where he powers up like Dragon Ball Z style.
Word.
Yeah.
So now you know we wasted how much time with this nonsense of going through a game's like whole excruciating details.
Right, like how many, like what kind of modes are there? Is it like tournament mode? Is there like just basic modes?
Okay, there's story mode,
yeah.
Arcade mode, time, score attack, network. Versus training options. That's it.
Alright, is there any like cool special features or like.
Special features? Like what?
I don't know, like. gallery art, movies, demos,
yeah,
all that stuff.
There are. There's gallery, playback movies, the artwork. We have to unlock it.
Oh, can you record fights?
Or yeah.
Like save them? Oh, that's cool.
It's replay, and save replay stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Alright.
I need to be a tech versus Soul Calibur.
There's rank matches, there's player matches. And you can choose all the different settings. And there's levels, like skill levels in the game.
Alright.
Last time I checked, the highest person was like level 56, but probably higher now.
Alright.
And what if there was a Tekken versus Soul Calibur game? Would y'all buy that?
No, because no. Tekken is the worst fighting series ever.
I agree.
I've talked about this before on the podcast.
If this was Dead or Alive versus Soul Calibur, I would say yes.
They should finally work on get. I don't know.
Herman hates y'all because he said y'all hate Tekken.
I hate Tekken. Oh my god, I had a giant rant about how much Tekken is the noobish game ever. It's like, seriously, button mash, button mash, button mash, you win. I was a little kid. I was 6 when I was playing Tekken 2. I beat guys at the bowling arcade all the time. And I didn't even know what I was doing. I was a guy who looked like Jackie Chan, Lei Wan or whatever. Yeah, I just beat a lot of guys that. But seriously, like after Tekken 4, all the games kept on repeating and repeating and repeating. Nothing new. And like Fat Man said, you can now get items for Tekken 6. That's just like a ripoff of Smash Bros. Now, like destructible stages, Smash did
that too. What?
Like, come on.
Now, I told your mom she working double night shift.
Yeah. Anyways, point is Tekken sucks. Although they did have a crossover game, kind of, with Namco and Capcom, but that was an RPG game, so that's something different. But that was really cool.
Y'all seen that thing called Dead Fantasy, where people from Dead or Alive will spy people from Final Fantasy?
I saw the first part of that, but I saw the one which was Master Chief and Samus. That was actually really cool.
That was alright. We need more DDR.
DDR?
DDR getting to suck ass. They putting real music on.
No one plays DDR anymore, Fat Man.
Shit, I do.
I was playing Guitar Hero Arcade. That game sucks. I know, I kept on playing it. My god. It costs $1 to play one song, but like some songs are like premium songs. Like, there's some songs that cost $2. I have no clue why they would do that.
Probably because they long as hell, like Through the Fire and the Flame. That shit.
No, they don't even have that in the arcade. It sucks.
They don't?
They don't. That's the first song I wanted to do.
Through the Fire and the Flames. They are the Jews.
They are. I could go on a giant rant why I hate Activision and people should support Harmonix, but...
Y'all better be careful, man, when the Jewish people hear this conversation.
Yeah.
They're gonna repo all y'all damn podcasts.
Like Samir. Apparently he's a Hebrew, right, Samir?
According to your sister.
Yes. And a doctor. But anyways, yeah. Point is, Tekken 6 sucks. Amy, what do you want to rate, Blaze Blue for? Like, rating.
11 out of 10. Damn, I do a terrible Amy impersonation.
I don't think anyone could do a good Amy impression. Oh, I can do one. Hold on, here it is. That's my impression of Amy being quiet, because that's what she's doing right now.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Oh, ho, ho, no.
Oh, I tried.
Now, I totally just missed everything that just happened.
Alright, so what are you going to rate it?
What am I going to rate Blaze Blue?
Yeah.
Out of what?
Whatever.
Out of 10?
Sure, go for it.
9 out of 10, definitely.
9 out of 10?
Pick it up.
I hate that. Why do people do that?
Do what?
Like, it'd be, like, so goddamn close to 10, and then all of a sudden you'd be like, 9.
But it's not the perfect game.
Not That's a perfect game. There are a lot of faulties. There are at least 4 characters in the game that are extremely cheap and you can button mash to win. That's my only complaint.
Then what's the perfect game? The only game that you ever know that got 10 out of 10?
Tony Hawk 3.
Half-Life?
Seriously, look it up on GameSpot. Tony Hawk number 3. That is seriously one of my favorite games of all time, and it did get a 10 out of 10. I mean, after it like, hit Tony Hawk Underground, that game was like, you know, pretty sucky. But Tony Hawk 3, that was just fun. Anyways, what else were we going to talk about? We haven't talked about Prototype on a podcast. I mean, like, we played it. I haven't beat it yet, though. Fat Man returned it because he didn't give it the time it deserved. There's a bunch of faults about Prototype, and I'll straight up.
It made it look good.
The graphics aren't that great, seriously. It looks like a very high-end PS2 game. The cutscenes are really well done, but like in-game graphics, they don't really push it that hard. But let's see what else. The cutscenes—they're really, like, you know, quick.
Batman keeps saying the acting was, like, dumb as hell.
Like, every mission, they all talk for about a minute, and then, yeah, there you go. But, let's see what else. And there's some, like, the controls aren't really that stable. Like,
no, you just have to get used to the controls and, like, the combos.
You know how they have, like, those time trial, like, side missions?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever try, like, doing it, but you kept on messing up, like, you know, you try to do, like an air dash, but he like accidentally doing a different direction, or like something.
Damn,
dude, there's a lot of like combos.
That makes no sense, stupid ass. Oh, not y'all too. I was talking about Fat Boy.
The only problem I had with the game was the storyline. Like, if you actually want to know what happened in the game, you can't really find out what happens through the missions. You actually have to do all the consuming events.
Basically, in order to like get out the whole story, you need to consume people, which basically sneak up behind them, you absorb them, and then you get their memories and also their identity too. And then that looks like a mini movie that's about maybe 15 to 30 seconds long. Yeah. So yeah, but to the real like beef of the game, it's all about the combat and fighting. It's like you feel like a real big badass playing throughout the whole game. It's like there's so much like stuff you could do. Like, Samir, help me out here.
Basically, you can go, like, killing rampagers on zombies or people or, like, the military. Hijack vehicles. Let's see now. You can hijack helicopters, tanks. There's a lot of side missions you can do. There's, like, random killing. Very sandbox.
Very sandboxy, but,
what is he doing all this for again?
Just ignore Fat Man. Seriously, Fat Man. He didn't give the time it needed.
Why is he killing the military and stuff? Why is he doing this all again?
Who, Fat Man?
No. Old dude in Prototype. Why is he doing this?
Oh, because he basically got amnesia, kind of, at the beginning of the game. So he has to, like, you know, track down the military, see what happened to him. And, should I do the spoiler right here, or should I just be quiet?
Yeah, it don't matter to me.
But anyways.
Spoiler ahead.
Nah, forget. Anyways, he has these weird, like, he has shape-shifting abilities, so he's able to, like, make his hands into claws, into giant blades. He has this, muscle mass ability, which he has, like, basically Hulk arms, and he's able to chuck cars, like, miles away. He can punch people into infinity. Like, as soon as you just punch them, they explode. It's so cool. He has a whip ability. Turn his fist into, like, giant rocks. Let's see what else.
His body armor.
You can run up buildings. You can fly. You can, like, elbow drop tanks. Let's see what else. There's so much stuff you can do. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's very combo, very sandbox type game.
Yeah. Although there should be a bit more variety also, like, there's about maybe... You see just, like, you know, same, like, kind of, like, enemies all the time, such so like, normal soldiers, and super soldiers. You'll see hunters, which is basically, like, these giant bear zombies things. Yeah, that's really it. But I really enjoy the game. It's fun and definitely worth a rental first, and if you like it, then go for a purchase. Or if you get it for cheap, like, if you get this game for, like, maybe 20 at least, or most 40 bucks, go buy the game. It's seriously, like, tons of fun. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Samir?
Oh my god!
I think I'm going to give it about an 8 zombie corpses out of 10.
For sure. Amy, you want to give it a rating?
Give what a rating? Totally not paying attention.
Same you.
Amy, you're fired.
Cool.
Alright. Next topic.
That man keeps saying he'd rather play Paperboy than damn Prototype.
Hey, Paperboy was fun, but it was a hard time.
I know, man. That was fun as a game.
Fine.
I want to play the first Sonic. That was fun.
First Sonic. I liked Sonic 2 better.
I didn't like Sonic enough. Stupid question!
Skeet.
Stupid answers.
Will Sonic have a brand new game, and will it be good?
No and no.
Who's better, Sonic or Mario?
Mario.
Who's better, Mario or Fat Man's Mama?
Ooh.
Tough choice.
Very tough choice.
They both got mustaches, so... Side.
Yes, but only one of them has a girl necklace.
Yeah, your mom got a mustache and a pussy beard. I'm sorry, I'm getting inappropriate on your podcast.
It's okay. Fine, don't worry.
Talks.
Alright, anyways, I think we're out of topics for now, unless... Wait, Samir, was there something else?
Bruno comes out this weekend.
Yes, Bruno.
Assuming, you know, Steve gets the podcast out before this weekend.
I have nothing to do tomorrow, so, yes, I'll get that.
Wrestling?
I don't have to do really any editing, so that's fine.
I was saying, did y'all watch wrestling?
Wrestling? I used to.
I don't watch it.
Last
time I watched it, it was some people called the Spirit Squad on there. It was like 8 of the days.
I haven't watched it in about 2 years or something. I have a friend who used to work for WWF back in the day. It was cool. I got like free mouse pads. I still have some.
Probably would be cool to go to one of them, but if you just see it on TV, man, that's pretty wild.
I know, but basically, you know, it's soap operas for men. That's what it is.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Although, UFC fighting is kind of interesting. But then, I don't know, I don't really like watching it that much because then, like, you know, they'll spend like 5 minutes just on the floor. One guy's trying to choke the other guy out. So.
Punching the shit out of each other and they bleeding.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Well, I watch TV for it, man. You can see that shit on the streets.
I think that's really about it.
That's pretty much about it.
Yeah. Alright, so, yeah, we're signing out right now. So, this is Bleach Man.
And Viper.
Amy, say something.
Amy!
Damn, dying!
No, I'm fired, remember?
Fine, you're hired. You're promoted. You're now host.
Ellie.
What's his name?
Ellie, Fat Man wants you to say me.
Say me.
Alright, there you go. And also, Julian, thanks for being on the podcast, man.
Alright, man, you're welcome.
Alright, this is Random Time Podcast, signing out.